the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy normal.
Trivios.
Yeah, no worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was confusing?
I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, words that I wrote down and then read out in that particular order. Joel Kasem is my name, and it was also written down before I read it out. But two people who don't need to be written down are the following. First up, it's a man who's about to be introduced. It's Mick Rad.
Wow. I mean, what an introduction. What can I say? Thank you. Thank you, my fans. Thanks for joining us here on Across the Park on 2SER with Joel
and Gabby. It's the Joel show.
Yeah. G'day.
G'day. How you doing? How are you going?
Oh, yeah. All right. Not bad.
Excellent.
You know, surviving.
Excellent. We don't have time for this.
Sorry. I'll stop.
I'm joking. And a woman who is also about to be introduced. It's Gabby Morris.
Hello. I was taking a sip of my tea and then I was introduced. So, wow, look at me go.
That's how this show works.
Multitasking.
You are. You are.
Hello, hello, Joel.
Hello.
Mick.
How are you?
Listeners.
We're all talking about our lockdown hair and beards. Gabby's sporting a very nice pink beanie with pigtails. I've got no hair, as we know. I've got a grey beard, you know, that's something. And Joel and Rowan are just going crazy with their beards and their hair. I mean, just letting it rip. Love it. Let it rip. See what happens.
Yeah, I'll race you to the roof.
Love it.
We've got 5 or so weeks till we can go to a hairdresser. What's going to happen in those that time is just...
Have you done any home cuts?
Yeah, have you gone for the clippers?
I think, did we not talk about it on air when I did it? Maybe we didn't. Maybe it was an off-air thing, but yes, I shaved the back of my head and the sides all by myself, and it looked funny.
Yeah.
So I was wearing a hat to work for a while.
Yeah. I was just saying before that I put my hair in plaits at the beginning of the week, put a hat on, and that's my look for the whole week. I can't be bothered. Like I just can't deal with the added pressure of thinking about how to do my hair. It's too much.
Your hat though is a beanie, and it's actually been quite warm in Sydney where we do this show on 2SER.
Well,
7.3.
Yes, I did have a cap on, but I thought the pink beanie looked a bit more nicer. So I have a cap that I wear during the day.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then I'll do the beanie at night.
Sure. And what about when you
get
a bed?
It's not so much. It's more about style and comfort and protecting my hat head than like being cold or warm. It's not very practical.
No, I understand.
Yeah, great.
I have to wear a hat when I go out because I get burnt. And I hate getting burnt on my head. So
that's good. Good boy.
But I think one day I'm going to progress to the big hat, you know, like the wide-brimmed Akubra thing. Not an Akubra necessarily. But
just be careful, borderline fedora situation. Just be mindful of what territory.
I need help.
Yeah, you do. It's a huge statement, especially as a middle-aged man.
What sort of hat would you like to get? If you could choose any hat, Mick, what sort of hat? Just like a baseball cap or?
Yeah, I like normal caps. I like caps without any branding on them generally.
Okay.
Or maybe a beer company or a band. I don't know. I generally just like plain caps though.
I think stick to the caps. And the Akubra in the city is a strong look and it gives a certain vibe off.
Yeah.
Just be mindful. Have a think. Have a stew.
I'll just bring some caps along, get some votes from the audience, see what they all think.
Let's do that. Can we do that on the Across the Park Instagram, of which we have?
But not just caps, Mick. Let's see what a plethora of different hats. What suits?
Is it like a website where I can pretend to put them on, like, and it like superposes?
Yeah,
in my
Instagram.
Head so I can test it.
There's filters.
Oh, no, filters. Yeah, but is there like a filter for every hat?
Yeah. Well, why don't you just go to when you open? Are you excited about going to a hat store and you can just try out your new personality?
Well, yeah. Would it change my personality? The hats change 100%. Personality?
100%. Really? Totally.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do you mean the style, or do you just mean going from not wearing a hat to wearing a hat?
The style. Like, I obviously quintessentially look quite lesbian right now.
I didn't think you were going to go there. I thought you were going to say, but, you know.
I mean, I'm rocking a vibe. And that vibe, I'm sure other lesbians, we walk down the street, we give each other a little nod. Hello there, gaybo. So, yeah, there's definitely vibes.
Okay.
Vibes, you know, maybe you want to tap into that vibe. I mean, you can't tap into the lesbian vibe. You can't do that. But you can tap into the having a midlife crisis vibe.
On the way, very close to that, yes.
5 more weeks, maybe. I reckon you'll be fine.
Speaking of midlife crises and actually trying to do something in lockdown, when I realized that we've at least 6 weeks of this to go, I went, okay, this is it. I've got to actually start doing something physical because I have not been. And I'm getting a burger belly. I'm eating burger tonight. I've had pizza on Friday. I'm just eating shit. And I'm not doing any exercise apart from the odd walk, which is not really good enough. And look, I know I talk it up all the time. I used to play soccer for a bit, but I've been lazy as hell. So there's a basketball net nearby, a hoop, because hoops everywhere around here. But there's one over there, and it had like a brand new net on it. And ooh, when you see hoops that have nice nets on them, you're like, that just looks so like inviting. And I want to.
You're like, shoot. I could be the next Michael Jordan.
I want to hear that sound when the ball goes. Phew. Through that net. I am desperate for that sound. So I went, okay, this is it. I'm clicking and collecting from Rebel. I'm getting a bloody basketball. And I went and picked it up today. And I went and had a few hoops, but some other basketball hoop, which didn't have a net. Wasn't as satisfying. I'm going to go to the other one.
Wait, you bought the basketball specifically to use this hoop? And you're like, oh, I'll get another one.
Because on the way home from Broadway, where I bought the ball, I went to the other park, which had some other net, but not the one I want to go to, which I haven't been to yet because I had to work. But on the weekend.
Oh my God.
It's going to happen. All right. And I'm going to get a swish and I'm going to feel very happy.
You're going to get a swish. Yeah. Sure thing, mate.
Eventually. I mean, it might take me half an hour to get there. But you
a
know,
swish I'm is sure not it's... when it hits the backboard and falls on the ground. That's not a swish. It's got to go through the hoop.
Or yeah, a swish makes when a swish. It completely misses the basket whilst we're
yeah, or an air ball.
But see, if you don't have a net and you do that, sometimes you don't know if it went through the hoop or if it
That's true.
But you especially often, there's you often net. Like someone else on the court who just goes, air ball.
it's compulsory, isn't it? When someone completely misses 100%. To yell it out. Yeah.
Now, when you went,
anyway, there's a lot of, yeah.
And played today on your way home. Was it today? Yeah, it was today.
I did.
Were you playing on your own?
Yeah. What? Can we just laugh?
I'm just wondering because, like, I'm assuming there's probably other people there playing.
There was a guy playing when I got there, and then I didn't know what the etiquette was when there's one hoop and there's
Wait,
two people.
Hang on, Mick, what hat did you have on?
I just a grey cap.
What was the vibe? What kind of vibe?
I don't know if I had
Please
a vibe.
Wear an Akubra and go down and play basketball in Redfern.
Oh, that'd be a style. A fedora. I mean, that'd be a thing. I don't know what sort of thing, but it'd be a thing.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of etiquette on the basketball court, especially when you go down to you got to be mindful. You know, approaching the court.
Only one person and it's like a half court, like just it's really just a 3-point circle range.
Yeah.
But it's okay for someone else to join and just alternate shots.
Yeah,
right?
But like, you've got to go up and go, hey, do you mind if I join shooting? That's the etiquette. Oh,
I didn't say anything. I just turned up and started shooting. I smiled at him.
I've noticed because I've been playing. Well, that's good. I've been playing a bit of basketball on public court, like outdoor courts, and no, like not touching their ball. So, you know, when you're shooting, you kind of get the ball and you bounce it off with your ball. So then you're not touching it. So it's code safe.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose.
Just kick it
but
back.
But if the ball's coming at me and I want to knock it, I'll just knock it back to them. Like,
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure. But also when anyone gets a point, so if anyone scores, you have to go, nice one.
Oh, is that what you do? Okay, I'll remember that. And that an air ball and I'll be fine.
Yeah, you must do that. You must. I just imagine making it a Cooper just being like, nice one, bro.
Oh, shit. Excellent.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah. You're doing exercise. You've done. Yeah. So you can stop now or you can continue on Saturday and Sunday, like you said, on this weekend. Get to the hoop with the net and get back to us next week because we're going to be very interested
My wife does want me to start doing PT with her and some like trainer, but that's probably pushing it too far.
Just take your basketball down.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just bounce it while I'm watching them.
Oh, dear.
How about you, Joel? What's happening?
Well,
I know. Well, we do know what you've done. What have you been doing the last week?
I have spent the, well, I'm not even sure what day it is, but I'm going to say for the past 7 days now, I've been moving home. This is my, I think Gabby did a PSA last week. This is mine. Don't move home during a pandemic. It's not as fun as it sounds. Very difficult. You can't have any help, although some people are saying maybe you can, but that doesn't matter. You can't have help as far as we're aware, aside from removalists. And it's awful. And I lived in a block of units that was 3 stories high. So quite an old building. Yeah. And so there's no lift for 3 stories. And doing all of that on your own, aside from the big heavy stuff that the removalists had to do, has killed me. And I've just been doing it for 7 straight days.
Are you sore?
I'm beyond sore. I think after day one, I was sore. I don't know what I'm at now. It's been...
The thing is that it's you and your partner. So it's like you're doing 2 homes. You're moving out of 2 separate homes and then you're moving into... Like, I'm like, 7? Like, why does it take... There's a lot of logistics going on there.
Yes.
That's too much.
There's a lot of moving about. There's... yeah, it's been
the moral
a very...
of the story is don't move in with your partner. For so many reasons.
No, but it's just been very difficult. And so I feel like I've done my share of exercise over the past week because walking up and down stairs, carrying boxes, it all adds up. And I think when I've finished and everything's packed away and stuff like that, that's when I'm really going to start to hurt. That's when I'm really going to feel it. Yeah. And
the last legs.
Yeah. Might have to get myself a gurney and just get someone to push me around. We have a dog. Maybe the dog, just tie it to the dog lead and the dog can take me for a walk.
Get dragged.
Yeah.
But you have the couch set up. You got the bed set up. Like, you feeling homely
essentials.
Yet? You know.
Oh, yeah. I think we feel at home now with beds and lounges and TVs and stuff like that. And even this, like even being able to record from a new house, I actually feel like the quality sounds better.
Sounds better. You sound 100% better. Yeah. You look amazing.
You that look light good. In the background is good. Wow.
You're looking more buff, like you've been working out.
Yeah, you do look buff.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it. Well, thank you. This has been great. Just keep, Rowan, do you want to praise me as well?
Fantastic job, Joel.
Thank you.
I moved about 3 or so months ago, so I do feel your pain. It's just horrible. There's no two ways about it.
I think the World Health Organization said it is the most stressful thing you can do.
Did they?
Officially said
that.
Yeah, they officially said that. So
nothing about not being out of 10.
For all you movers out there, we feel for you.
Yeah. Actually, no, you know what? And the movers themselves, like, what a difficult job that is to do that.
Who would do that for a living? Who would actually move houses for people that you don't know for a living?
Like, yeah.
That blows my mind.
And just to get somewhere and be like, oh, God, it's 3 flights of stairs.
Or just to get there and be like, oh, God, who's this Muppet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why has he got so many boxes of porn? Come on. do they charge more because you got like 3 sets of stairs to go?
One box of porn is a lot more than the second box of porn.
It's like exponential. Well,
the charge didn't really change, I think, but it does eventually cost more because it takes more time to go up and down more stairs. So time wise,
and their attitude is like, fuck you.
Not really. They were very nice. So
good.
Yeah.
Well done.
But it's
good
been
job.
An absolute mess. And hopefully this time next week when we do the show, everything will be sorted. Don't know why I'm still talking about it. I'm sure the listeners could not give a rat's ass.
That's probably true for what pretty much all everything you say on the show.
That's true. Gabby, what have you been up to?
oh, you know, the usual, not a lot, but do want to do a big shout out to my Nana Jean for her birthday yesterday. She's in her 90s. We won't disclose her age as she likes to lie about her age. But, you know, a big competition, Ben Fordham on 2GB did a nice little shout out for Nana Jean. I told him that Across the Park was keen to get him doing a shout out on the airwaves. So, oh my God, my dog is trying to get in. So yeah, she got a special little shout out from her favorite radio king, Ben Fordham, on 2GB, which was lovely. But yeah, it's very hard. A lot of praise for all those people doing their birthdays in lockdown and being alone, and especially being of the older generation. Yeah, it's challenging. It's tough. So yeah, you got to do nice things. She sent herself an ice cream cake and herself some flowers. So she just sat and ate her ice cream cake and looked at her flowers.
That is fantastic.
Love a good ice cream cake. Remember the old Macca's ice cream cakes? They were the best.
Yeah. I just thought, like, good on you for just sitting there going, you know what? I'm going to order myself an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
When you're 90-something, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, totally. So that's been lovely. Nice. Cool. Very good.
Nice. Happy birthday, Nana Jean.
Happy birthday, Nana Jean. But, yeah, look, sport-wise, exercise-wise, not a lot going on. It's quiet. Quiet times.
That's fine.
Unlike those Paralympians, am I right?
Whoa.
Wasn't that?
Watch out.
Fantastic.
So good. I'm sad it's all over.
Yeah. 12 days of competition, 22 sports, the 179-strong Australian team finished with a total of 80 medals. That is a lot. I think in Rio 5 years ago, we had 81, so almost on par with what we did last time. 21 gold, 29 silver, and 30 bronze. There was like a ton of highlights. There were so many amazing scenes. Did anyone have any favorite moments?
Dylan Alcott, come on.
It's hard to go past
Dylan.
I mean, I know we've talked about him before, and he's probably the highest profile Paralympic athlete for a long, long time. But I saw some shots of him at his first Paralympics and how little he was. And
didn't he look different?
So different. It was amazing. But he's announced this is his last Paralympics, and, you know, he's done everything right. He doesn't have to, you know, keep going. He'll probably keep doing TV shows and talking on TV, but, you know, he's an inspiration. He's just an awesome player and such a nice guy. And just see him when he was with the semi-final match, I think it was, from the guy who we just lost to, a really tough battle. And it was like crying on his shoulder at the end and just having his big hug. And it was just such a nice feeling.
And I think Dylan was talking to him, telling him he would have been saying something lovely, like, totally. You were fantastic. And
Just obviously just such a nice, and that was sort of, I think, personifies the whole Paralympics and just how everyone is so thankful for everyone else that they're there and they can compete and they're all just one big family, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. There were some pretty incredible stories as well with two Afghani Paralympians getting out of Kabul in time to get to the games, which was just an incredible feat and story. With help from Australia as well. So, yeah, some of these stories are just like some of these people's stories and the places that they've come from to get to where they are was really like it puts a lot of your life into perspective. And I think that's why the Olympics can be so great, is that you hear these global international stories and people's personal stories and journeys, and you're like, ah, wow, if you can do this, then like I can get through a lockdown, you know, I can achieve some of the goals that I want to achieve, you know. It's phenomenal, really inspiring stuff. And I think that's why it was so nice to have during lockdown as well. Everyone focused a bit more on it.
We'll never have two Olympics to watch during lockdown again. So, you know, I think we have to all appreciate that, even if.
And I think, and I think especially for the Paralympics, I think it was the much needed, eyes on the telly, more media kind of to get the hype up, to really realize how amazing the Paralympians are, and also getting, you know, the rewards that they should be getting for their medals that they receive from the Australian government from our perspective as well. So yeah, I think it's just this continuous fight for more recognition. So yeah, it's sad to see it finish, but it's also really great to see sort of where it's come from, you know.
Yeah. Definitely. And how about those Opera House sales?
Yes.
Well, we're going to advertise epic. Two of our guests from this show have been on the Opera House.
So, yeah, so they projected Paralympian athletes onto the Opera House sales. Ellen Perez, who was a guest on our show, amazing tennis player, doubles tennis and singles player, hilarious actually as well. And Georgie Rowe, who is a rower and also hilarious guest. So you can listen to those episodes on our podcast pages, on any of our podcast pages, if you want to have a listen to them and their journeys as athletes. But yeah, very exciting.
Speaking of podcasting, sorry, I'll just jump in here. We are also on the 2SER podcast page now. If you are a fan of 2SER's podcasts, you can jump on there and we're there now. I don't know how we got there, but we're there.
And Spotify and
of course
Apple
we're on all the boring ones, but also 2SER's.
2SER.com. Great website. Great, and also other great shows and podcasts and really good community stuff.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mick, you're going to say something?
No, keep going. Keep going.
Excellent. Speaking of Afghanistan, which you did about 5 minutes ago, Gabby, in cricket news, so Afghanistan, we're going to come over here and have the first ever test match. So we've never played here before and it was all set to go. Now, obviously, all the stuff that's happening over there with the Taliban and all that stuff, it seemed like it was still likely, but now the Taliban are saying that women cricketers are not allowed to play. They're saying no. And I think it's the ICC, International Cricket Committee, that say all nations that play in men's cricket also have to have a women's team or they're not allowed to play. So if Afghanistan is saying we no longer have a women's team, then it looks like the test match can't happen because they can't have a test team under international cricket laws. So, yeah, hopefully.
Good on ICC for stating that, and I hope they stick to it.
Yeah.
No, they have. They will. There's no way it's going to happen.
Yeah, they won't change it.
It won't change it. And, you know, this is, again, this sort of scary reality for Afghanistan and the Taliban being in government for women. And I think it's devastating. Like, it's actually devastating that these female cricketers are not going to be able to continue their journey as professional athletes. And, it's a really scary, scary situation. It's good that, you know, they realize that, you know, it's the men can't play. That's always been the way it is. And they just, can't go ahead. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah. Now in AFL news, there's not much of a segue there. The Manly City team, GWS have been knocked out of the finals in the AFL after being smashed by the Geelong Cats, 103-68. The Giants really never stood a chance. Toby Green.
Yes. What would you call them? Tomcats.
Did I? I hope not.
You called them the Tomcats. Yeah. What are you being smashed by? Tomcats.
The Tomcats. The Geelong Tomcats. Maybe I did.
Is that a thing?
Sorry,
they're called Tomcats. They're just cats.
They're called the Geelong Cats. I think I said Geelong Cats, but I whatever.
We'll have to do a little playback on that one.
I can't go back.
I swear you said Tomcats. Sorry. Maybe it's just me.
I think he also went meow.
Come on, that was Rowan. They got smashed. They're out. They never really stood a chance. The Tomcats led the whole time. Toby Green was out. They never really were going to make it. So that's enough about AFL for now because the Sydney team is out. However, after 114 years of hosting the NRL Grand Final, Sydney has now had to give that up. So Suncorp Stadium up in Brizzy can have a go. The finals start this weekend.
Can I say that the first week of the finals is my favourite week of NRL football for the year? Because I don't care who's playing, it is always the most exciting football and the games. You wait, this first week, the best games of the year.
There's so many people out.
Nah, there's still most of the good players are in. Like, really? Who's out?
Well,
I mean, most of the rooster side is out.
Ah, we don't care about the roosters. No, they've got a few players coming back this week who have.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's not as bad, but they should still win anyway. They're playing the Titans, who thrashed the Warriors to make it in. But we're good on the Titans for making the finals. Like, everyone thought they would, and then they went really crap in the middle of the year, and then they came good at the end. But haven't been in the finals for like 10?
Five years.
5 years, okay. Something.
Yeah, they were sitting 10th at the end of the second last round, and the win helped them jump both the Sharks and Canberra, who both lost, so got them into the eight. Good on them. So, yeah, as you said, they play the Roosters, which is a tough game. I really don't know where to go there. That's on Saturday afternoon. Friday night or tonight, Storm versus Manly. If we're being realistic, it's Storm versus Tom Trbojevic, because without him, they're just not going to win. I mean, I think they sat last for the first four rounds this year, Manly, and then he came back from injury and ended up finishing fourth. Like, that's how much of an impact he has. That's a tough game if he is on. If he's not on,
I don't realize how young he is. He's so young.
24. And he's sort of the age where you start peaking as a footballer, I think. Like, when Jared Hayne was 24, he was killing it. And that's what Tom Trbojevic is doing right now.
He does not look 24, sorry, but he looks like a seasoned gentleman. Like, he looks old. I guess that's what happens when you play that sport.
Yeah. I reckon that game is going to – that game is going to be the one upset. I reckon Manly will beat Melbourne.
Wow.
Ooh, huge. Heard it here first.
Huge call. Yeah.
Because I don't see any of the others going to the bottom four teams.
Well, two of the bottom four teams have to win, Mick.
No, you know what I mean. Like, the lower teams won't beat the higher teams.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So Panthers and Rabbits are Saturday night. This is a tough one as well, I think. All these games are pretty hard. I feel like if Nathan Cleary has a good game, Panthers win. It's that simple. And then Sunday, the Eels versus the Knights.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, Mitchell Pearson, Kalen Ponga versus Mitch Moses and Clint Gutherson.
It's not how it works, Joel. There's a whole team. It's a team game.
Guys, we've been doing this show for how many years? It is now that I'm only just registering who you're talking about, and I feel like that's a really good step for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm recognizing names, and I don't. And now I know what you say when you say Eels and the Storms. Like, I know what you're talking about.
The Storms. I know what you mean. The Parramatta Eels.
The Tomcats and the Stormies.
Excellent.
All right. So, yes, another round of finals for the AFL and the first round of finals for the NRL this weekend.
Joel, just to jump in there. Let's just talk about Canterbury. 38-0 over the Tigers. Just wanted to say that.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Didn't I say that Bulldogs are going to win this game?
I think I said it as well. That Tigers will never win the last round of a competition. They just...
just to confirm, the Tigers are on the bottom, right?
No. Well, they are. They're low, but I mean, Canterbury finished with the wooden spoon. It wouldn't have mattered. They still thrashed.
I feel like we did hand you the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
In that game.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Honorary.
Honorary.
Okay, Tigers suck. It's time for a game. Okay. Anyone got questions? No, I got
some. Really? You need help?
No, I got some.
You've got questions left over.
Which two sports, forgive me if I've asked this already, have or just made their debut at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics?
Didn't we do this already?
Probably. Well, you should know the answer.
Badminton, one of them.
Shit. Yes.
And the other one?
Starts with T.
Terio.
Yeah, Taekwondo.
What did you say? Terio. Are you just trying to finish your sentence for him? His word.
Yeah.
It's gotta be Terio.
Hamilton. No, it wasn't table tennis.
No, it wasn't.
Go on then.
Go on then. Let's find out next week. Tetris.
All that and more coming up next week.
Taekwondo. All right, that's the end of the show. Thank you, everyone, for
stay
listening.
Stay sporty.
Playing about
moving. Lockdown
stay
lovelies. Sporty.
Yes.
Bye.
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 Enjoy the finals. All right.